Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? See, lately I've been tripping and confessing, and all them things have been messing with my head.
Ain't nobody here yet. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
It's just us and you right now. We'll just give it another minute before this other one, okay?
Okay.
Get close to the words of the prophet. God is in man.
I'm sorry. I get my sister. Good evening. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
All right. Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead and start playing the reading. That way we'll wait on the others at this point.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
1 Samuel 16. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up, and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servant, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants, and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person. and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, Send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him. And he loved him greatly, and he became his armor-bearer. And Saul said to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for playing First Samuel 16 for us, Auntie Carrie. We did have Auntie Betty to join. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll wait to Auntie Carrie to chat before we start. All right. We'll go ahead and do a roll call, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the program. We have Hubert, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Angela. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the family.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. Just going to say my greetings. Welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 All righty. This evening we're going to have Mother May lead us in the opening prayer.
Lord, help us to like salt. Help us to be like salt. Wherever we go, may your presence in us influence and improve the world around us. God of light, where are we overwhelming? When we are overwhelmed here by fear and anxiety, help us to remember your love. Father in heaven, we come this evening thanking you for all the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. Give us the grace and the mercy and bless each one that are here tonight. We thank you, Father, for having this time to come together to uplift your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for blessing the line for us, Mother May. All righty, we're going to go ahead into our worship song, and the title is In Jesus' Name, and it's by Israel and New Breed.
God is fighting for us. God is on our side. He has overcome you. He has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. See that you are here. Carrying our burden and covering the day. He has overcome. He has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. And I'm covering our stain. We is overcome. He is overcome. We will not be shamed. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here.
In our round table with Bible verses for teaching. If you don't have a word to share, just say pass and I'll call your name. I'm going to start off with Auntie Carrie.
Okay. I'm reading Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made the heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Mary. Next, I have Auntie God.
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 95, 1 to 6. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with praise, with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deepest place of the earth. The strength of his heel is his also. The sea is his, and he made it in his hand from the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Dot. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Psalms as well. Psalms 150, 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary is the title of my reading. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals, and praise him with resounding cymbals. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen.
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 I was coming out of the book of Psalms. Psalms, founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God, O Jacob, Shelah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, ye ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? This King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Shelah. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms as well. And next I have Auntie Betty. Are you coming out of Psalms too?
I'm changing. I'm coming out of Romans, chapter 5. All right. This reading has been made right in God's sight by faith. We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand, and we confident and joyful look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, then when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. They help us develop endurance, excuse me. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strength and confident hope salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with his love. When we was utterly hopeless, Christ came just at the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Jesus Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our fellowship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemy, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because of our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. I am a friend of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Romans 5. Amen. Next we have Mother.
Okay, I'm coming out of Proverbs 31:10. Wisdom for living. Proverbs 31 talk about a woman who is worthy wife, her worth claimed by her children, who rise and call her blessed. Her husband thinks she is the best. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. This woman's life demonstrated her worthy character of her children, her spouse, and the community. She was industrious, kind, thrifty, giving, and always using her God-given resources wisely. She had strength and dignity. She mentored her children and provided them with a stable environment. As a positive force in her community, she stimulates the economic, provide for the needy, and teach wisdom. An old saying in the African-American community states, if you make one step, God will make two. Motivated by her rival awe and respect for the Lord. The woman of Proverbs 31 takes many steps to serve others. Because of her faithfulness, her deeds are multiplied until her value is far more than rubies. For the women of Proverbs 31 also helpful our ancestors. Surely it will hold for us, too. The simple faith that we inherit from our ancestors taught us to be responsible and give something back to the community. It taught us that a life offered in service to others will be cherished and remembered. The modern gospel song sum up well the message of Proverbs 31. Excuse me. May the work that I do speak for me. And the prayer said, gracious Lord, gracious God, anchor my soul in honest faithfulness to spouse, family member, and the proper use of my talent and resources. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of All right, well, that concludes our first round, so we're going to go into our quick and shut-in prayer. Is there anyone we want to add to the list?
We did add Shirley Lewis to the list, didn't we?
She's not on mine, so I'll go ahead and add her.
Okay, well, she doing a little bit better. She walking, but it's still a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's a tough. Is there anyone that we want to remove from the list? I'm just going to go ahead and repeat the list. Hazel Nellens, Auntie Wylene, James Richardson, Uncle Dave, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Joseph, Daniel, and Shirley.
You can take Hazel Nellens off.
Okay, she's doing better.
Yeah, she's doing much better.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You will bow your heads for the sick and shut-in prayer. Jesus, you control all the parts of our body, and you know when they're not working at their best. Sickness leaves us stressed and steals time from all the things we want to be doing. We're honest, Lord. We don't like being sick, but times like this also make us rest in you, Father God. So we thank you for this chance. Simply to just wait on you. We come to you today asking for your touch, Lord. Help us to be patient and allow you to do your work. If doctors are involved, give them wisdom, and thank you for providing the help that we need. However you choose to provide, whether this is a test or simply a time to trust, we want our responses to honor you. As our good shepherd, Father, we know you will lead us beside quiet places and restore our soul and body. We trust in you, Father God, and want to follow your lead. Help us to welcome this time not as an interruption in our carefully planned schedule, but as an opportunity to grow strength and nourishment for the journey ahead. You are our healer and our great physician, Father. We look to you and give thanks for the promises in your word that assures us of your presence and your help. So, Father God, we just ask that you teach what you want us to learn during these unpleasant times, Lord. Help us not to take out our discomfort on those around us and show us how to be a good patient while recovering. In these days of sickness, Lord, we're trusting in you and asking you to make us well. And when you restore our health, give us wisdom so we can treat our body as the temple of your spirit. We are eager to get back on our feet serving you, but we realize that even in sickness, we can still draw near to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Okay, the next item is acknowledging birthdays, and I tried to go all the way back to the weeks that we've missed, so if I miss anybody, please clarify for me. I have on July the 6th, Frank.
Yes.
And Frank. Is that Frank Jr. or the Frank Senior?
Frank Jr.
Okay, let me write that on there. Okay. And then on July the 7th, we have Jeremy Lewis. On July the 9th, we have Shantani, Eddie, and Isaiah. On July the 11th, we have Auntie Wileen. And we have Sally.
It can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the main. Okay. So we have Auntie Wileen. And then on the 11th, which is today, we have Tally.
Yeah, who?
Tally. That's mom's daughter-in-law husband. Daughters.
Oh.
What's her name? Anne. Mr. Gentle's daughter's husband.
Oh, okay.
And then last, I have July 15th for Johnny Williams. And that could be Janet's family. Yeah. Are there any other birthdays that we want to add to the list? Sorry. Eddie and Isaiah, I think that's on Janet's side as well.
Mm-hmm.
No. All righty. Auntie Dot, on my list, it's your turn to sing a happy birthday based on the people that are not here.
You just put me on that list.
Yeah. Inquiry mind wants to know.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you for sharing that beautiful song, Auntie Dot. All righty. So let's go on to our second round. And each of you will have an opportunity to either share a testimony, a poem, or a song. If you don't have anything to share, just say pass. I'm going to start off with Hubert, Brother Hubert.
I pass.
Okay, Mother May. I'll just go
two verses. Proverbs 24. Do not envy wicked men. Do not desire their company, for their heart plot violence, and their lip talk about making trouble. But by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Though knowledge it ruins a field with rare and beautiful treasure. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Next, I have, thank you, Mother, for that reading. Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming out Proverbs 3:4, 5, 6, and 7, I think. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health unto thy neighbor, and marrow to thy bone. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. I will go next, and I'll just have a little poem. Title of the poem is Be Grateful. Give thanks to God for being alive, for being forgiven, and for having a Savior and a friend. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Give thanks to God for Jesus, because you have a friend in Jesus. He stands with you when you're in trouble. He goes before you when you're afraid. He takes your burden when you need rest. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot.
Pass.
Okay, and Auntie Betty.
I pass.
All righty. And then that concludes our round. Before we do the closing prayer that will be led by Hubert, we're just going to go ahead and find out next week. I need to check and see if Auntie Carrie, you want to do the Samuel 17 reading, 1 Samuel 17 reading?
Yes, I can do it.
Okay, awesome. And then do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer? All right, it's going once. All right, I'm a flat Loretta in there. Since she's not here, she can't defend herself.
Okay.
How about the closing prayer? Anyone, any volunteers for the closing prayer?
I'll do it.
It's a Auntie Carrie, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Awesome. All righty. So Hubert, if you can go ahead with the closing prayer.
So bow ahead. Oh, Lord, I'd like to thank you for another day you bring us together to share your word, Lord. Your word is a light unto our path. And we give you thanks, Lord, and give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Heavenly Father, I pray that our path is like the shining sun and not a darkness, for your word says, But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines even brighter until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know where they stumble. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May the Lord add a blessing and bring us together next week, and maybe something we'll share that would help you all this week in your life. Thank you all. Amen.
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 The title is Spirit Breakout, and it's by William McDowell. I'm just going to play probably a couple of minutes of it, and then I'm going to go ahead and conclude the program. Amen.
Amen.
In closing, we thank you, God, for all that you do in our lives. Father God, remind us of your power and your grace. Fill us with your peace as we trust in you and you alone, Father God. We ask you to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. And also traveling mercies for Loretta and family. Open their praying that they make it home safely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome out to Traveling Grace for Bruce and his family. They're going to be traveling today as well.
No.
Oh, next. Oh, we can say that next. All right, thank you guys. Oh,
thank you.
Traveling Grace for Hazel. All right, Traveling Grace for all those family members that are traveling. Amen.
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 Love you guys. Have a great week.
Y'all
okay,
also.
You all too.
Love you all too.
Love y'all.
All right.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
My joy, I would choose you every